Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
I see it happening in every nation, on every continent, with people of all races and all ages. Yeah, man, I see it happening. Jamaica, the Caribbean, Africa, Europe, North and South America, Asia, Australia, Antarctica. This is what I see, I see, I see. Oh, 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 oh. I see a great awakening. Oh, 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 oh. I see a great awakening. Oh, I see generations of the righteous being blessed. Nations hungry, thirsting after righteousness. The blind no longer led, the poor no longer fed, the land's re-inherited. Just like David said, then I see beauty for ashes and joy for those who mourn. Fire restored as if the veil has just been torn. Barren lands becoming fruitful as the people stand for more. Living sacrifice required, restored forevermore. Joshua generation, day and night they meditate. Oh, this is Jacob, this generation seek your face. Ascending higher heights, encountering greater grace. Clean hands and pure in heart as we mount this holy place. And I see millions on their knees as nations fast and pray. Prostrate before the King of Kings, continued night and day. We enter just like Jesus, full of truth, loaded with grace. Can't do nothing without your Father, so that's why we seek your face. Oh, 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 I see a great awakening. Oh, 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 I see a great awakening in Africa. Oh, 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 I see a great awakening. Australia. Generation of the righteous being blessed. Nations hungry, thirsting after righteousness. The blind no longer led, the poor no longer fed, the land's re-inherited. Just like David said, and I see beauty for ashes and joy for those who mourn. Fire restored as if the veil has just been torn. Barren lands becoming fruitful as the people stand for more. Living sacrifice required, restored forevermore. Oh, 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 I see great awakening. Oh, 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 I see, oh, oh, oh.
was our first Caribbean song for the week, coming from no other than the evangelist, Mr. Rondell Positive, with his powerful new anthem entitled The Great Awakening. That one is more than just a song. It's a call to rise, a call to purpose, and a sound that's shaking the nations. Big salute to Rondell Positive. You know, you keep doing big things, bro. And for those of you who may not know Rondell Positive, Rondell was actually a teacher for many years, but he's now living in the U.S. He's doing big things. He's always here in the Bahamas to the Bahama Faith Ministries. He's very active in kingdom business, man. So Rondell Positive, big up yourself. I love the tune. Keep the fire burning, okay? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guest all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a very gifted young lady. What a songstress she is. She's been singing for so long and singing such great music. We want to welcome her. The one and only Alia. Alia, how are you, dear? Welcome.
Mike D, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing wonderful. Very excited for this conversation.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very welcome. It's an honor to have you.
Hi, Alia, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, Alia, your music carries a lot of heart and spiritual depth. But can you share with us a personal moment or a testimony that inspired one of your songs?
Thank you so much, Leonard, and thank you for the question. Song called The Sequel, that's right now and on the radio rotation, it's very, very special, and it has a special story behind it. It was actually coming from a very deep place. It was coming from not very comfortable place of sadness, and that was the moment when I felt like I needed a helping hand myself to get out of almost like desperate situation. And this song, this lyrics, the music came down to me. And when I finished writing down the song and came to the studio and released it, I realized that there was a helping hand for other people who are in the same situation. So it's a very personal, very important song that helped me. And I know that it touched a lot of souls out there as well.
Amen. You know, that was very powerful. You know, a lot of times we go through some situations and we thought it was all about us, but God allowed us to go through it so that we could learn, so that we could be able to help others get through it. Powerful word. Thank you.
Alia, you live in Los Angeles now, but you were born in the Soviet Union. I don't think I've ever, you know, interviewed anybody who's been in, was born in the Soviet Union. I mean, I know that was years ago, but at any rate, you know, you came up in the church in the Soviet Union. People with the politics, people kind of have a one-sided view of the Soviet Union. But hey, it's just major cities and different things in the Soviet Union, just like anywhere else. And, you know, the people live their daily lives just like, you know, people do. And you came up in the church, right?
Right. Yes, I'm a very, very church girl. I grew up in a very religious family. My grandma was a church singer, and my mom was very strict. So, yes, as you said, you know, people are people everywhere. And there are people that belong to your, you know, circle, and there are different people.
You're absolutely right. You know, the beauty of the gospel is that it's not limited by borders, languages, or cultures. No matter where you're from, Russia, the Bahamas, Africa, the Caribbean, or anywhere else. Great word. Alia, there is a fan of yours from out of Turks and Caicos, and she has a question for you.
My name is Officer Louise Belzi of the Royal Turks and Caicos Island Police Force. My question for you today is, what message or feeling do you hope people walk away with after listening to your music? Thank you.
Dear Belzi, thank you so much for the question. I hope that after listening Hope the Sequel, you will get inspired. You will want to change not just your life, but life people around you and give them hope and do something for them without expecting nothing in return. And that will be the most gratifying action in your life.
Wow, Alia. That's such a powerful heart behind your music. You know, wanting to inspire change, not just in ourselves, but also in the lives of those around us. That's the mark of true ministry through art, and I truly, truly love that. Awesome.
You've got your new song called Hope Sequel, and it's a sequel to your song Hope, and that song Hope did very well for you, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, when I released Hope a year ago, it was a very, very special song, and I went to UNICEF USA, and I said, I have this song, I have this idea, I really want to do something bigger than just release a beautiful tune. I want to make a movement. So I donated the shares from the song to UNICEF USA to support children across the globe. And when that sort of came to fruition, I still felt like the potential of the song is not reached yet. So I started thinking that I really wanted to invite someone to the project, some other artist, and create sort of with a world tune. And that's how I came across Erica Campbell, the gospel star. And then I thought, okay, I really want to have something like fresh, very like young sounding, like almost like spoken word sort of thing. And then I thought about D-Smoke. And when we all came to the studio and we recorded the first take, it was just magic. It was something unbelievable. It was different, fresh, appealing to everybody. We had so much fun.
Yeah, and Erica Campbell, of course, is featured on your song, Hope Sequel.
I spoke with Erica quite a bit. You know, she's a mom, and I'm a mom also. I mean, she's remarkable. She brought so much force to the song, and this is what I really, really wanted. Because, you know, I really wanted not just someone who in the gospel music business, I wanted someone who actually belonged to the church. And she brought this, like, almost Holy Spirit into the song. So it's really elevated the song spiritually, not just vocally and musically. She is wonderful.
She truly is, Alia. And you guys did a phenomenal job on that track. Very inspiring. And the video is very touching. And I love it. Keep up the great work and keep shining for the kingdom.
Well, Alia, all the best to your song, Hope the Sequel, and all of your music. I know you've got that Grammy Award for your piece that you did with mainly spoken words, so keep up with all of your contributions. You give our best to Erica Campbell and D-Smoke and everyone, too. And thanks so much for joining us, Alia.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike D and Landlord. It was such a pleasure. Wonderful to be with you on this program and to all the Caribbean islands, Bahamas, and all other surrounding islands and Africa. Thank you so much for listening and being here with me. Let's spread hope together.
Yeah, yeah. Oh God, here's a postcard over Mozart. The keys play as I replay the ways you came through. Stars and skies proclaim that ain't a thing you can't do. And like Wu-Tang mixed with Liu Kang, I'ma fight this till this battle is won. Dodging bullets and arrows, and they say you watch the sparrows. So are you watching me? I prayed so much, I built a callus on my knee. And now I see. I'll be your hope.
when the fighting voices say you can't go on. There's a brighter day ahead of you. I know that it will come. Don't give up. You must hold.
And I won't fail to mention your name. Every time I pray for rain, then it falls, we gon' all be. Hope in a dark room, boat in a monsoon. Like the road in a cartoon, we gon' run to the stars, moon. And the sun is nearest, then the sun will hear us. When we say,
that's the artist, Alia, and she features Erica Campbell and Dee Smoke on Alia's song, Hope, the Sequel. Alia is a beautiful singer and dedicated singer for the Lord. Alia lives in Los Angeles, but she is originally from Russia. She and her family came up in the church, and Alia has been singing praises to the Lord since she was a little girl. And she's got her beautiful song, Hope, the Sequel, with Erica Campbell from her solo and her Mary Mary ministry and the rapper Dee Smoke. And we want to thank the gifted songstress Alia for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Alia and Erica Campbell and Dee Smoke are sounding good, landlord.
Mike, Alia is such a powerful and gifted artist, and it's always great having her right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is a man of God, originally from Freeport, Grand Bahama, now living in the Florida area, the one and only Rendell Munnings, but he goes by the name of The Chosen One. I want you guys to check out his brand new single, I'm Never Gonna Let You Go. It's all about love.
He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtained favor from the Most High God. I'm never gonna let you go. I'm never gonna let you go. Girl, I really love you so. I'm never gonna let you go. He that findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and I know once and for all I'm gonna make you my everything. I love the joy you bring, I love the smile you put on my face, and I'm gonna love you every day. I'm never gonna let you go. Girl, I really love you so. I'm never gonna let you go. Girl, I'm gonna hold you close. I'm never gonna let you go. Girl, I really love you so. I'm never gonna let you go. I'm gonna give you all the love in the world, baby. Cherish every moment, you're the one for me. Many women in the world, it's only you I see. Love the way you talk and you walk, baby. You're the apple of my eyes and you're all I need, yeah. You're the one for me, yeah. Only one for me, yeah. I'm never gonna let you go. Girl, I really love you so. I'm never gonna let you go. Girl, I'm gonna hold you close. I'm never gonna let you go. Girl, I really love you so. I'm never gonna let you go. It's been broken a thousand times, but I'ma mend it back together. You've been down sometimes, but I'ma love you forever. There's been sleepless nights, and there's been times you cried, but girl, I'm here now. I'm gonna love you forever, 'cause baby girl, we're together. This love will last forever, even through the stormy weather. I'm never gonna let you go. Girl, I really love you so. I'm never gonna let you go. Girl, I'm gonna hold you close. I'm never gonna let you go. Girl, I really love you so. I'm never gonna let you go.
That was Rendell Munnings, a.k.a. The Chosen One, with his new song entitled, I'm Never Going to Let You Go. And it's a heartfelt love song coming from a gospel perspective, ones that speak directly to the hearts of married couples. And when we ask the Chosen One what inspired this beautiful track, he shared something very powerful. He said, I created this song after going through a painful past relationship, but instead of letting that experience define me, I used it as a motivation. I saw how many marriages, especially in the faith, are crumbling, and I wanted to dedicate this song to couples who are fighting to hold on and restore what God has joined together. Very, very powerful. And I'm never going to let you go. It's more than just a song. It's a declaration of vow. And what a reminder that love, when rooted in faith, can survive even the toughest seasons. What a powerful statement. Rendell, keep up the great work, bro. Big, 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 big tune. And, you know, the message is very powerful, bro. Keep up the great work, bro. Okay, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, there's an old African saying that says, not everyone who chased the zebra caught it, but he who caught it chased it.
Mike, that is so powerful. And you may not catch every zebra you chase, but you'll never catch one sitting still, so efforts open the door, even if it doesn't guarantee the price. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, We would love to thank the multi-award-winning international gospel artist, Alia, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang out and chill with us every week. We appreciate you. And we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is a brand new song coming from a friend and one of my good buddies out of Kenya, Africa, the one and only Mr. Dangery, with his latest track entitled Lampshade. Check it out right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Yeah, man. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. You don't know. Dangery. Dang, 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 dang.
On the beat.
Jesus is my lampshade.
It's my lampshade.
I don't fear in the wickedness.
It's my lampshade.
I'm so bright like a golden of love. Be your God, so me raise my voice and say,
it's my lampshade.
Jesus is my lampshade.
It's my lampshade.
I don't fear in the wickedness.
It's my lampshade.
I'm so bright like a golden of love. Be your God, so me raise my voice and say,
it's my lampshade.
I've been walking dark and roads in my life, and never saw this temptation in my way. There's nowhere to run. Satan coulda never leave me alone. Me alone. I felt like giving up, but Jesus came for me and he picked me up. Yes, he showed me love and he lift me up. He gave me the word, so in this song we sing it out. We pick the facts and we bring the light. Through Christ we proclaim his word, we no doubt. We pick the facts and we bring the light. Through Christ we proclaim his word, we no doubt. Jesus is my lampshade.
It's my lampshade.
I don't fear in the wickedness.
It's my lampshade.
I'm so brighter like a golden of love. Be your God, so me raise my voice and say,
it's my lampshade.
Jesus is my lampshade.
It's my lampshade.
I don't fear in the wickedness.
It's my lampshade.
I'm so brighter like a golden of love. Be your God, so me raise my voice and say,
it's my lampshade.
It's my redeemer, my guide and protector. Anything me want, yes, he my God provider. He is my master, my shield and my buckler. Me call him my father, Jehovah Rapha. Every time I fall, he just make me stronger. Anytime I call, I'm guaranteed an answer. When I'm sick, conflicted, he's my healer. Me I feel his name, my song is tower. So
if Jesus is your lampshade, guiding and a lampshade, tell me now, girl, to know. If Jesus is your lampshade, guiding and a lampshade, tell me now, girl, to know. If Jesus is your lampshade, guiding and a lampshade, tell me now, girl, to know. If Jesus is your lampshade, guiding and a lampshade, raise us and shout.
Jesus is my lampshade.
It's my lampshade.
I don't fear in the wickedness.
It's my lampshade.
I'm so brighter like a golden flow.